Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And it's time to blast off into the weekend. It is Friday, the 25th day of May 2012, and we're going to be launching via the InfoWars Command Center, the Rolling Command Center, this weekend on our way to Virginia and Bilderberg 2012. And there are reportedly going to be well over 1,000 people conservatively there. I look forward to seeing you. And I've got some information on that coming up today. I just saw this story earlier at Infowars.com, and I link through to the Daily Telegraph and newspapers in Australia. It's true. Once a very free country under the Magna Carta, it is now basically like China. Of course, communist Chinese pretty much own the country now, over 90% of their rare earth minerals, you name it. So why not? Total globalist treason. But Australians face huge fines for speaking ill of new carbon tax. If you talk bad about the carbon tax, they have passed a law, the Commissars, because they've already had two governments fall over trying to pass this. It is a 50% tax on the sheep farmers and others, saying you can't even use your own property, 20% tax on others. There's a whole, they have TV shows about green police over there where you actually get forced home inspections and harassment. Agenda 21 is coming in there 100%, and it's meant to shut down their industries. Of course, the big globalist industries are all exempt. If you didn't think small business was basically hanging on by its fingernails and almost extinct, it will be now. And of course, you have school teachers here saying, talk bad about the government, you're going to go to jail to the children. This is the new model. The re-education camps are ready. It's a 1.1 million, excuse me, in Australian currency, 1.1 million if you speak bad about it. Because they're calling that a lie. The government's passed a law that you can't talk bad because they say it's a lie. What did police in Missouri, when they got up on the news when Obama was campaigning 4 years ago, in that newscast, they said, if you lie, and they said, for example, and say he's not a Christian or wasn't born here, we will decide it's a lie and arrest you. There's no law, but we're going to use false advertising and say that's what it is. I mean, these are tyrants. So we say this won't increase prices. No, it won't increase prices at all. California's got its 20% tax going in, and there's a giant total exodus. And San Francisco is an open sewer now because they've invited and paid for the homeless to come there from around the country so they can accost people and vomit and have sex in the streets and defecate everywhere. There are some homeless now who are real homeless because the economy's imploding. They're fed on and robbed by the gangs of drug-addled, spoiled brats. They all look like basically, it's like I've been to San Francisco many times, like armies of Leslie Cochran's they're going to build a statue to here in Austin. Everybody's like, oh, it's so cute, the homeless guy. I had an office next door to where Leslie lived in luxury. This is a guy who went around in cheerleader outfits with a big beard. And I'm going to hold my tongue about Leslie, but if anybody ever criticizes me for talking bad about his holiness, I'm going to tell you what I've seen, okay? Including an Access Television 10-plus years ago when he had a show there and would use both the bathrooms. I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, no one even knows what I'm talking about nationwide. But side issue, I just was reading how they're passing $7 million a year to fund a giant luxury condo thing for homeless. But it won't be the real homeless, the four families driven into homelessness, the CPS takes their kids. No, it's going to be a vomitorium like the Romans had for a bunch of people to run around, inject heroin, drink liquor, and vomit all over each other. And believe me, that's what these guys do. They go around and vomit on each other. I've witnessed it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It continues straight into this worldwide Friday broadcast, the 25th day of May. I'll be back this Sunday live from the road. I'll probably already be in Tennessee on my way to Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012 there in Chantilly. And that is where it's located. I made some phone calls yesterday. They still got the conference set there. They're not moving it. So this is going to be exciting. This is going to be powerful. This is going to be informative. We're going to have live feeds, not just during the radio show, but in the evening, you name it. We're going to do live shows for PrisonPlanet.tv with a host in studio to be playing news clips and news packages we've done. But I'll also be doing some live shows, 7 o'clock Central, from Bilderberg on the InfoWars Nightly News as well. Last year, before I get into the news, I sent Paul Watson of England, of Britannia, and I sent Aaron Dykes of Texas. We could have sent John Carter from Bar of Earth, but the point is, to the Swiss Alps in the James Bond setting of St. Moritz, and just our Justin TV channel that we never even promote, it's just a backup, had 3.5 million views over 3 days. We had some other channels with, I don't know, 3 or 4 million views as well, putting it all together, not to mention syndicated radio with the live feeds and video. It was huge. I mean, we send our reporters. ABC News goes and does live feeds, and they don't even have counters, but I've talked to people up there. I mean, their nightly news only has a few million viewers on broadcast TV now, and you're talking about maybe a few hundred thousand that end up watching videos they post online. We, the so-called alternative media, 3.5 million on a Justin TV channel. I bet Justin TV made some moolah off that. We didn't make any money off the ads they placed over it. Every time you watched a live feed, you had to endure a minute ad first. And people could say, well, hey, stream it on your own PrisonPlanet.tv. We can for subscribers, but we cannot pay to have 3.5 million people. We're trying to work on being able to put our own video ads over things, but I don't even have sponsors that big to be able to pay for that. I mean, you're talking about conservatively 3.5 million views, even low, you know, mid-range quality like Justin had. We're talking probably $50,000, maybe more. That's what we're talking about here, even if you've got bulk bandwidth. This is very expensive. Just the guys uploading to YouTube, because we didn't change the data plan for Europe, was thousands of dollars just in data uploads. But here I am digressing on a syndicated radio show, getting into kind of behind-the-scenes machinations and things that are going on. Take a little drink of Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsTeam.com. That is product placement, by the way. Just because I have this and actually want a drink, I thought I'd do a product placement right now. That's how you also fund us. Man, that's good. I didn't like how it tasted at first. Now I'm completely addicted. All right, let's digress away from there as my brain bounces around like a ping pong ball. We launched Wednesday, 2 days ago, the InfoWars social network to get people that love liberty together to organize pockets of resistance, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide against tyranny. It exploded. Tens of thousands of people signing up, hundreds of thousands in there looking at it. And there's a lot of interactions with the social network, checking all the statuses and things. That's why the last one we had that got 30-plus thousand, 40,000, I forget the exact numbers, close to 40,000 members ended up crashing. But this time it's all been backed up, checked. There were a few tweaks that had to be made. It got slow for about a day. Now it's working really good, but we're still beefing things up. That's why it's in beta. And soon we're about to change the front page where whatever you vote up is the top groups and the top stories. So there's going to be a lot of new things getting added today and tomorrow at planetinfowars.com. And I want to encourage, and people are now doing this, I'm seeing amazing articles being written. I'm seeing incredible photos being linked to and posted. I'm seeing really powerful poetry. I'm seeing folks put together big compilations of globalist quotes. I'm seeing people already organizing. I'm seeing a lot of really cool stuff, and I'm having to remind and encourage my writers and webmasters for InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the editors, to get in there and get some of the really powerful articles that are being written and to at least post part of them and then link back to the person's page. So we're going to really try to focus in and pay a lot of attention to planetinfowars.com. But I'm also busy still, and I think on the bus ride over 2 days up to Virginia, that I'm going to be rewatching, because the problem is we had so many folks on the InfoWars reporter contest. That's a good problem to have. Over 1,000 total came in. Over 600 followed the rules and so qualified to be in the contest. And I am going to sit there with our G4 connections on the different iPads and Samsung pads and systems we have. I'm going to have four guys. Well, there's four guys in the, counting the driver. The three of us that aren't driving the bus, I drive it some, but are going to be going back over the ones that we've already honed down to about 100. So we're going to try to, while we're driving up there, we're also going to do some live reports that'll be at prisonplanet.tv on the way up there, really as a beta test of all these new 4G systems we've gotten. And 3G's is back up. And then we've got some good old-fashioned backups as well, where if they jam our cell phones, we're going to have some other systems to be able to get the communiques out. So a lot is happening. A lot is happening. A lot is going on. And so soon I should be able to post, I think we'll probably hone it down to about 20, and then post those 20 videos in three rounds on InfoWars.com and just see your feedback. Have some crude voting systems where you can, you know, vote there on the site and tell us what you like. That won't actually determine it, but it'll feed into the feedback to see what you're liking, you know, kind of the wisdom of the crowd, and we'll see where that goes. So I'm going to try when I get back from Bilderberg to collate the high-def footage and get that on the nightly news that we'll have, all the mid-grade, and well, even some of it high-def will be going out if the G4 systems work properly. We'll get back, collate that, get that on the nightly news as quickly as possible and on the radio show for you. And then we'll also then try to start the whole public vetting of the male and female reporters that are going to win the $5,000 each. And then they'll obviously be in the front running of that, if everything's congenial and can be satisfactory to all the parties, hire people from the contest. That is my intention, but the prize is the 10,000 Federal Reserve notes that look like U.S. money, total fraud, hiding in plain view. So we'll be paying you in those Federal Reserve notes that aren't worth the paper they're written on. But as we predicted, as the euro goes down first, that makes the dollar go back up, makes gold and silver go down, but only for a time before it seesaws and the implosion starts here. And even CNBC admits the United States is in much worse a shape than Europe once the implosion begins here. We wish that wasn't the case, but that is coming. So those of you who watch gold and silver dropping, that is something that we have predicted before it rockets back up. Because all the mathematical facts, all of history shows that they will hyperinflate the currency when they go to QE3, QE4. We thought that would start by early this year. It has not happened yet. But it's a foregone conclusion, or all those derivatives are going to go belly up. And you see that starting with JP Morgan now. But that itself will cause all sorts of problems. I mean, it goes from, would you like to be shot in the head 5 times with a shotgun, a double lock buck, or 15 times with an AR-15 223? I mean, either way, there's nothing left here. I mean, this is off the charts crazy. And it's we've all been maneuvered into this position, but the elites themselves have lost control. So it is definitely a crazy, crazy, crazy loco, bonkers, bizarro, Neverland, dark crystal world that we are hurtling into headlong. That's really the best way to say it. Okay, enough of the pleasantries and notes here. There are no guests today, and we are going to take a lot of your calls. That probably means 20 calls is a lot for me, because I never seem to get to them. But when I do go to callers, I tend to give you a lot of time. On any issue you wish to discuss, anything you'd like to talk about, I'll give the phone number out at the end of the next segment. I do want to tell you, we've got a lot of really important news today. I see these kind of articles about every 2 days. And what's happening is I am becoming conditioned myself to just accept this, and that's wrong. And the reason I know that's happening is a couple years ago, we'd see this come out every few weeks and I'd cover it. But now it's every 2 days or so, TSA robbing people's bags, TSA grabbing small children, taking them into rooms where they scream and cry. If the father complains, police come and baton them in the head or taser them. People dying in TSA custody, them robbing hundreds of people a week at major airports apiece, just Kennedy Airport, where I've had a present for my daughter robbed out of my bag. They admit it's 200-plus robberies per week by the TSA. The drug dealing, the child molestation, some of them are pimps, drug dealers. I mean, it's incredible. Who else wants a job? Who else wants a job? I mean, I've talked to some TSA that, you know, got it 10 years ago who've come to my protests and things. They go, well, I got it at first just to search bags and stuff, you know, for security because it's decent paying. But I quit when they started the groping. So some people it was, hey, I'm, you know, been working at the post office. I can get paid more over here. I'll go here. But as it got more and more evil incrementally, the only people, and I've seen it, that want to pull out. You know when a man's attracted to a woman and you see him pull good-looking women out of line if they're into women. You see the pedophile types going after the kids. You see the homosexuals going after the men. You see the lesbians going after the women. I mean, it is bad, folks. Well, CBS reports priests removed for reports of abusing children is the commander of the TSA there in Philadelphia. And, well, needless to say, the children are getting a very intense genital pat-down.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill.
There have been so many Congress people, so many movie stars, so many models. It's every week or so in the news saying, this man, this woman grabbed my genitals and clearly enjoyed it. They either enjoy the raw power of it, because it's all types of weirdos that are getting these TSA jobs and all sorts of perverts, or they sexually enjoy it. And undoubtedly, when I was, quote, patted down in Las Vegas, the person said, I listened to your radio show. I was listening yesterday. This is my administrative privilege, and was clearly enjoying the fact that I was awkward and couldn't do it. And clearly enjoy getting down on their knees in front of me. They're listening right now and rubbing all over. I mean, this is bizarre. And all these models of people come out and say, yes, the woman clearly enjoyed it. There was no doubt about her sexual preference. Now, it's one thing to have adults being abused and sexually assaulted. That's bad. That's illegal. It's a felony. The state police in Texas came out and agreed with the legislature and said it's a felony. Doesn't matter. They're not going to stop. Psychologists have come out and said this is training children to be touched. I mean, I've always told my children, if you're at a camp or something or at swim team and somebody starts touching you, it's inappropriate. Anything other than a pat on the shoulder or whatever, by an adult, you know, if a child comes over and hugs you or something, that's fine. And then the system tries to even say hugging is wrong. But then they make the government abusing you okay. And now my children, you know, hear my radio show or they will be somewhere and they see it on TV. I've been in a hotel room watching about the TSA on a vacation once. They're like, well, what do we do? You said don't let anybody touch us. But if we ever fly, we want to fly, but we don't want to be touched by the TSA. Everyone's having to have this discussion. And I had several state reps on in Texas who unanimously, as you know, last year said, you can't do this. It's already illegal. We're going to enforce the law. What made them all blow up? They've all got to fly quite a bit. And they describe having their daughters and sons taken away and the daughters crying while TSA touches their breast and their genitals. And I personally, as a father, can't handle it. And I see it in the news where the parents get panicked. and they tell them, you stand there. And then they arrest the parents when the child starts crying. And you've seen the videos where they start pulling their shirts off, searching them and really getting off on it. And you look at these TSA people. They're the archetypal perv. You know, whenever the cops bust some guy trying to pick up kids in a schoolyard or catch him grabbing a little kid, they always look the same. Real wimpy, little chicken necks. You know how a pedophile looks. And it's like, oh my gosh. You know how a heroin head looks. You know how a crackhead looks. I mean, you can't always judge a book by its cover. But the archetypal child abuser always looks the same. Whether they're black, white, Hispanic, you know the look. You've seen them. Real gross. And you're at the airport and you see them. I've sat there. I was in California. And I was went through. They had a Starbucks right there. I got a coffee because we got there early. And so we'd gone to the checkpoint. And I said, watch this. And I sat there with Dew. It was Santa Rosa. Was it Santa? Whatever the big airport is outside Santa Cruz, the one we drove to there, it's big. And we even shot a little bit of video of some of it. And they were not putting men through the scanners. All they were putting through was women, people in wheelchairs, and children. And we sat there for 30 minutes. I went and got a newspaper. We sat right there. We even shot some video. We've aired on the Nightly News. And we also made the point they would body scan and then always pat you down. See, they said, oh, we'll just do pat downs if you don't body scan. San Jose. Dude just came in here. Everybody that there's so many sands this, sands that around there. I can't keep track of them. Beautiful area. The reason I'm prefacing all this before I get into all the other huge news is CBS News. A defrocked priest for reportedly, you know what, with little kids. He's the head of TSA at the big Philadelphia airport. Of course he is. Of course. Man was removed from ministry after three cases of sexual abuse against young girls. Oh, my heavenly Father, please deliver us. And this is the type of garbage that we deal with. These wolves. And, I mean, I'm telling you, the guy that was rubbing, I was wearing a T-shirt, he was going, this won't take too long. And I'm just going, what in Hades is this? And I just wanted to get on the airplane and get out of there. I mean, in my entire life, I've had medical doctors touch me, and that's it. And I didn't like that. And now I've had a man rub his hands all over my body. And he was in a uniform. This is the new America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Priest reportedly targeting little girls. He is now the commander of the TSA at the main terminals D and E. He is the commander. The commander. And that report, again, TSA hired serial sex abuse priest, pedophile, as screener. There you go. It was removed and the whole thing was covered up. Let's go back to Steve Watson's article here. Man was removed from ministry after three cases of sexual abuse against young girls. Why don't they arrest these people? Oh, well, they're a priest or they're a CPS worker. Who do you think wants to get around little kids? Who do you think the CPS are? Who do you think the TSA are? Who do you think truancy officers are? Statistically, in criminology, truancy officers up until now are the most dangerous people out there for children. Next, it's CPS workers. I-team, priest removed from ministry due to sex abuse allegations. So he was removed. He didn't deny it. Now works at PHL. Let's go to part of that newscast. Here it is. here at Infowars.com.
Tonight, a CBS 3 I-Team exclusive, a Catholic priest who was removed from ministry over sex abuse allegations now holds a sensitive security post at Philadelphia International Airport.
And as the I-Team reporter Ben Simino shows us, his conduct is under new scrutiny.
Okay, I tell you, our video systems just do not work anymore. We are at crisis level here. Every video we try to play now is not working. And I just, for the life of me, do not know what's going on anymore. So let's just recognize we've got a problem, and let's get it fixed, okay? So, I mean, we bought new computers to get around this, and I don't know what I can do to be able to get these going. Is there anything we can do? Here, go to rebroadcast.
I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life, and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose of just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. And, you know, my anger issues on air is not an act. I hope everybody understands that. I don't like my job particularly here all day knowing that America is helpless in the hands of a bunch of perverts and scum who are molesting our children. And I see newscasts now from all over the country where you try to take a bus ride or you're driving down the highway and the TSA now wants to fondle your children. Let me tell you something, you pedophiles. You're not getting your hands on my children. And we're going to wake this country up and take things back, you pervs. You see, they know that if they can do that, they can get away with anything. So the social engineers are hiring an army of scum. And you've got the report up at Infowars.com right now. Infowars.com. Reported child molester who was defrocked over it. TSA hired reported serial sex abuse priest pedophile as screener. Man was removed from ministry after three cases of sexual abuse against young girls. CBS reports, I just can't handle it. When is this country going to wake up? I can't even do this radio show now. It's not just that the stupid CBS video that was playing earlier actually off their site quit working. We need to re-download that ourselves and see if we can get it working. That's not my only issue. That's not why I got mad. I have to fight constantly to not overturn this broadcast desk and start kicking holes in the wall. And I'm not somebody that does that on any other issue. I wreck my car, I don't get mad. Crack a tooth, I don't get mad. Lose my wallet, I don't get mad. But when I constantly learn about the globalist abusing children and bringing us into total bondage, I am absolutely in a controlled rage right now. Every time I look at how innocent my children are and how good they are, and I think of everybody else's children, and I think of all the things they're doing to children, it makes me angry to a level that is indescribable. I feel like I could pull one of these people's heads off with my bare hands. And you know what I'm talking about if you're a parent. I am tired of it. I am sick of it. I am sick of it. I have seen the photos from the families of their kids killed by CPS, looking like concentration camp victims with their eyes sunk in dead. I have to read constantly how they're grabbing 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds and putting them on, some cases, 20-plus drugs, on average 7. Until they start having seizures, and then they put them on anti-seizure medication and turn them into little zombies and kill a bunch of them. And none of you people are standing up. You police, you bureaucrats. I am offended by all the races I hear about to race for homeless children. That means kids the system's taken. Or the race for to help this orphanage or that. Or the race to find a cure for breast cancer. It's all by design. The breast cancer off the charts. The autism, the breakdown of the family by design, and then for little issues, they take people's children, and no one enforces against the CPS, where they literally put them in cages, in basements. A lot of them don't even want to rape them. They just want the money, so they feed them almost nothing, put them in dungeons, lock them up. When they get caught, the judges say the CPS is allowed to do that. And they give them all these drugs, and then they rape them, and I just can't handle it anymore, okay? I know why a lot of people want to live in denial and just go off and not care about this, but let me tell you something. You're not going to hide from this stuff. You're not going to hide from this stuff anymore. You are not going to be able to get away from the evil. We're all going to be judged for the 52 million abortions and the millions of dead this global empire has killed in our name in just the last decade. And we're all going to be judged for everything we've done. And if you don't believe in God, hey, that's your issue. The world, history, what comes around goes around. When you don't care about anybody, when you get into evil, when you think torture is cool, it's going to end up happening to you or your children. You're a cop and you beat up innocent people and frame people. Your son or daughter is going to die in a car wreck or is going to get cancer. That's just how it works. That's what God fearing is. You people have no idea what you have crossed the line on here and what gates you've opened as hell is spilling out into this country and worldwide. And I have got chills
I'm not afraid of the New World Order and all their scum. I'm afraid of the big guy upstairs, and I can feel the anger. I can feel it down here. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get everything we deserve. Everything we deserve. Everything all of us have done is going to come back on us multifold. Multifold. All of it. All of it. None of you are going to escape judgment. You people that like to abuse children, you demons, you are going to pay. Do you understand that? You aren't going to outrun anything. I know you want to take a bunch of little kids with you, but they're not going to go where you're going. You understand that? Their pain is going to be short-lived compared to what you're facing. Do you understand that? You're going to get a trillion times what you do to those children. It'd be better for you to go out in the ocean and tie a big anvil. You know, the thing's always getting dropped on Wile E. Coyote's head. I know you're public school educated, you pervs. You don't know what that is. To tie a big chain around an anvil and tie it around your neck and throw it into 10,000 feet of deep water. That'd be a lot better thing for you to do. Or go hang yourself like Judas Iscariot than what you're going to be facing. You're going to go and hide in caves and beg for the ceiling to fall in on you. And it's not going to. I can't take my children on an airplane ride, and now you can't take them on a cruise ship. They've started the pedo stuff there, and you can't take them on a bus because the pedos are there, and they're there. Because, you know, I can't do it because it's not just that I don't want my children being grabbed. I can't physically let you do it. And they've got cops in the airports. They're to protect the pedophiles, and they'll gun you down and high-five after you're dead. And they're going to, that state legislature, they abuse them. Members of Congress who've complained, TSA says, we know who you are, Congressman. Get over against that wall. And they come up, and the congressman, we've played the clip, said, it hurts. And they sit there and laugh at him with a cop sitting there with a taser. Don't you slap his hand away. And if you try to leave the airport, we're going to charge you with a violation and charge you $10,000. Now get up against that wall, Congressman. This is about the power of us, a bunch of scum. I mean, it is just like Sodom and Gomorrah. They come to the door with Lot and his wife and children in there, and they say, come out and have sex with us. And they go, no, we're not going to. And they go, we want your children, or we're going to kill you. And I forget the whole story of the Bible, but and the adults are like, we'll come out and talk to you. No, we want the children. Hey, guys, will you bring up the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah, men at the door demand children. I'm going to pull up the exact King James version of that and read that to people. And now they're here. They're like, we're here. We want your kids. We're going to put vaccines in them. We're going to say that we have parental consent. Even when we don't, the state's now injecting them without authorization, totally illegally. We're going to take them and give them abortions. We're going to do all this. We're the state. We're God. We're the state. We want your children. Every criminal sick system throughout history wants that. There it is. King James, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And there came two angels to Sodom and even and Lot in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold, now, my Lord, turn in. Let me find the part. Control F, children. Or maybe sons. They wanted his sons. There it is. And the men said unto Lot, haste thou here, any besides, son-in-law, and thou sons and daughters, and whosoever thou hast in the city, bring them out to this place. Now, that's where God says he's going to destroy the city. I'll find it during the next break and read it when we come back. But good job pulling that up. Oh, man, it gives me a headache. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. There is so much of it. It's all off the charts, confirming everything. Every day, everything we've said is just absolutely confirmed, in spades, in triplicate, lit up, on fire, and it's worse than I thought, and it's all going to happen, and it's all coming, and it's just going to get worse and crazier. And the average person out there has no idea what's even going on. The average person still has no idea what we're up against. Obama is so cynical. Obama told older unemployed workers, start your own business. really, I don't get a tax incentive starting my own, quote, business operation and hiring all these people. I've called the city and they laughed at me. But if I was the Formula One guy, I'd get the whole track and everything paid for with taxpayer money so he could give, you know, $4 billion to one daughter and billions to the other. And they've got the two biggest houses in the U.S. now, hundreds of millions apiece, 40-plus thousand square feet, with my money. They've built scores of tracks worldwide, always paid for by you. And then those very rich people come and lobby to raise middle-class taxes so they can steal it all in banker bailouts and corporate welfare, and the dumbed-down general population is being taught, get rid of the middle class, that'll make you rich. It's the middle class buying cars, hiring people, doing all this stuff that runs the economy. I'm so sick of crony capitalist trash. You people are a bunch of scum, and you're going to get destroyed by your own system. You watch. You watch. Turned loose the pedophiles and control freaks and abusers, the sadists, at the airports and everywhere else to have their way with us because they're simply trying to break our will right now. And I've talked about that ad nauseum because it's so important. I told you a decade ago, tens of thousands of drones were coming to the skies of America and would be weaponized. It's now CBS News, Associated Press, Salon. How did I know? MIT and the Pentagon said it publicly. Around 90% of what I cover is totally in the mainstream news, but they spin it like it's good, or it's in government documents or think tank documents. About another 8% or so is sources. As a journalist, I have a lot of sources. I wear the journalist hat. I wear a commentator hat. I wear a Patriot's cap. Simultaneously, and a hater of evil. I don't like people that abuse innocent people. It makes me feel very, very violent. And that's a normal activity. You know, I have two French bulldogs, sweet little thing. We also have a lab that was dumped that we found out by our place. And sometimes when I get home at night, my wife's already asleep. And they know the sound of my car and stuff, so they don't get up. But then if I walk by the bedroom, go into the garage or something, I hear the little Frenchie, Sparky, the little gray brindle French bulldog. And I mean, it's just that normal instinct that he's sitting there in bed with my wife curled up with her, and he sees somebody walking by, he wants to know I'm here. And I know my little dogs aren't tough, but they would bite somebody if they were hurting my children. Why won't men get involved and see it as a destiny and a mission to go after the globalists and expose them? I mean, I don't know how parents just turn their kids over and the kids start crying a lot. I've seen it at the airport. And they take them away and put them in the box. And all these scum, you can see them. They come over and get off on it. And they have these sick looks on their faces while the little kid it's touched on, and it just, that's another reason I'm driving to Virginia. I'm not even afraid of the saying no to the scanners and all of that. For me, it's more of an anthropology research to, you know, go through it. It's that I can't stand seeing it done to the other people. It really does torture me, and I don't understand how it doesn't torture the rest of America. I mean, I watch like a 3-year-old girl going, "Mommy, mommy," and they're like, "It's okay, honey." And then and the men and women take them away and put them in the little glass box, and the little kid puts their hands up and gets microwaved, and then they bring them over, and then some perv comes over and starts rubbing all over the little girl. I mean, I can't handle it. I feel like I'm aiding and abetting that I don't go over there and say, "Listen, you pervert, this is illegal. The police can't do this. You're being trained to be a prisoner." So that's why I don't fly basically anymore. And I know I've spent the whole first hour on this. It just shakes me to my very core. What does it do to you? I feel weak and pathetic if I watch it. But then I still end up seeing it on YouTube as people put out the videos of the crying children. Crying children being trained. They're training us for checkpoints, for blood taking. They're training the kids in public school. Their parents can't come get them. They take them to FEMA centers. They have the kids with their hands up and walk on the buses, elementary students, with police aiming guns at them. We're all being trained to live in a giant re-education camp martial law system. And it's painful to watch. The sleeping giant that is America. Awaken. Awaken. Masses of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be a big hour with open phones. I'll get the number out in the next segment. We'll start going to your calls. I mentioned this earlier as it ties into TSA hired reported serial sex abuse priest, pedophile as screener. CBS News and others are reporting that. It's at Infowars.com. But earlier I was going over the areas of Genesis 19, Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. And in verse 3, but he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered the house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called out to Lot, where are the men who came with you tonight? And they were younger, if I remember the rest of it. Bring them out so we can have sex with them. Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, no, my friends. Don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters. That's right. They offered him somebody who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you and you can do what you like with them. I can't. Bible's wild, folks. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. That's what they were, angels. That's what it was. It was another case in there where they wanted people's kids. It all runs together. It's been a while since I was in Sunday school. Get out of our way. This is verse 9. They replied, this fellow came here as a foreigner, and now he wants to pay and play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them. They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so they could not find the door. And it goes on from there. So Lot went and spoke with the sons-in-law, and they were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, hurry and get out of this place because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his sons-in-laws thought he was joking. And it just goes on. But, you know, you read that in the Bible, like, oh, really, they're coming to the door demanding, you know, hand them over to us. But you go and hand your kids over to the TSA. And every 2 days now, I see an article where they catch them with child porn or grabbing little kids or raping the next door neighbor or raping women in parking lots or dealing drugs or stealing or making fun of each other or raping each other. And I couldn't believe it last time I flew out of Austin. The adventure just got more and more horrible because I guess they've gotten rid of most of the good TSA people. Before, they weren't that bad. They would ask for autographs and stuff. You're a troublemaker, aren't you? Where are you going? And I thought the guy was joking, so I wasn't even talking yet. And he goes, yeah, I know who you are, Alex Jones. And I was just looking at the guy. I was like, this is supposed to... I said, yeah, I'm going to meet Jesse Ventura, who's suing you guys. And he really enjoyed, like, he was the big man. He was going to tell the radio host, hey... You're a troublemaker. Came over with his chest sticking out. This is his country. Nah, do whatever he wants. By the way, in Steve Watson's article, TSA hired accused sex abuser, priest, pedophile, and screener, we have links to the mainstream newscast, both video and text, admitting they no longer do the background checks. Of course not. They want the abusers. They want the criminals. They want them, and they're hiring them. And they're hiring illegal aliens, and they're hiring foreigners, and they're hiring criminals, and they're hiring them all. If you get down to the bottom of the article, again, you can see the different newscasts and links. where they are not even doing the background checks. But that's okay, because, you know, this is the front line of defense. They're running your ticket. They're putting you on no-fly list, no judge or jury. But the actual criminals, they're going to commit more crimes groping your family. See, it's a total criminal design. Can you be a police officer with a criminal record? No. Can you be a TSA minion and break the law as a criminal? Yes, because only criminals will do the job. Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, all of them hire criminals.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into our dose, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are prisonplanet.tv. We're streaming live video of the radio/TV show that you're listening to right now on XM 166, on Global Shortwave WWCR, on over 100 AM and FM affiliates across the United States, and number one when it comes to talk radio podcast and audio streams at the Listen Button section of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, I'm going to take a lot of calls this hour into the next. But right now, let me give you a smattering of some of the news coming up. CBS News is reporting TSA hired accused sex abuser, priest, pedophile, and screener. He stepped down after three girls said he did you know what to him. Oh, boy. And, I mean, it's every couple days they catch him doing stuff with kids or kidnapping kids or whatever. I mean, this is insane. We're going to be playing the clip where they go confront. He's the head guy over the main gate area. Oh, he's the commander, of course. And we also have links to mainstream news admitting what we reported on years ago. They just ignore the background checks now. Again, because there's terrorists everywhere, but let's just ignore background checks and let's hire illegal aliens and all the rest of it. It's total theater, but not theater to make you feel safe. Theater to train you that you're a slave and have no Fourth Amendment and there's no jurisdiction the feds can't be in. Then also, Canada's Maple Spring hits fever pitch, but risk becoming neutralized by the globalist. Patrick Henningsen has a report on that. Syria, Yemen, and America's quest for imperial dominance. Yeah, you mean the bankers that run America setting up imperial dominance using Al-Qaeda. Australians face huge fines for speaking ill of new carbon tax, 1.1 million Australian. I'm not kidding. There's links to Australian newspapers. If you say it's bad, you're arrested, and you get a $1 million fine. Oh, I thought that was free speech. I mean, that's like communist China or worse. Warren Buffett's buying up newspapers, eyeing internet paywalls for content. And they already had companies try this and get countersued into oblivion. But they go out, and they even try to say a paragraph of an article that you post and link to so you can say, hey, here's the article. That's how it started with talk radio hosts 15, 20 years ago, having websites, is you wanted to show people what you were going to talk about that day. Like, go look at this. Tell me what you think. You get traffic, they get traffic. In fact, in the old days, when they knew what they were doing, they would send it out and say, please, please post a couple paragraphs of this and link to us. Not anymore, because no one wants to read their garbage anyway. So what they're saying is Warren Buffett says he's going to sue everybody. So it's just pure harassment. Already hundreds of newspapers, ABC News, you name it, are paid by the Bill and Melinda Gates, half of it's Warren Buffett's money, are paid to write great articles about how he likes ice cream cones and loves the children. That's literally the PR, what they say. Not joking. And Bill and Melinda Gates are superheroes. That's what they pay for them to say. That's the psyop they came up with. Oh, look, he wants to tax the rich people because he's the biggest recipient of bailout money individually. Your tax money. And he wants more of it. He says, get the rich man. He means somebody making $125,000 a year. So we're going to be going over that. You've got Politico, Washington Post, and others basically saying Obama is done for. So I think Dr. Corsi and Dr. Tarpley and so many others are right. The system is getting ready to flush Barack Obama down the toilet. But the issue here is Mitt Romney, Why do they want him? Because he can at least get conservatives to go back to sleep who are waking up. He likes carbon taxes, open borders, all the rest of it. He helped write Obamacare. Bain Capital, that he's still one of the biggest owners of, is the big funder of Obama. But it's time to put a new front man in. So things are shifting towards Mitt Romney. And suddenly all the conservatives that don't like anti-gun stuff and all this, they're going to suddenly love it. Because, hey, Mitt Romney's white. That's a big part of it. You know, people learn to hate folks. Everybody learned to hate Bush, and then they gave you Obama. He was the savior. He was the Christ. They actually said that in the news. So that's coming up. By the way, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I have a question for you. Is there anything the American people won't put up with? Is there anything? Because a lot of people are getting mad about TSA and just not flying, so their answer is, we'll just be on the street corners. We're coming after you. We're coming after your children, like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're coming to the door, banging. Bring them out. Bring them before us. Federal grants for checkpoints, taking blood. Always excuses for the tyranny. 30,000 drones, all of it. Now that every few days, because I check it every few days, and there's always a new article about another TSA agent arrested, raping a woman, raping a child, statutory rape with a 13-year-old, selling drugs, robbing people's bags, stripping their clothes down naked, running through the airport, screaming, I'm God. By the way, I'm not joking. Type in TSA agent, goes insane, says he's God, arrested. Why has it happened multiple times? It's a certain type. A lot of them aren't pedophiles. They just like bossing people around all day. I mean, if I got somebody, you know, out at my house to do yard work, I remember growing up working for a couple different golf courses, and I would watch these golfers boss the greenskeepers around and get off on it. And I was always embarrassed for them. And I've seen that. You know, people love to boss the handyman around. People love to chew out the person for. But then those of us that are nice, because all these clerks and people are getting treated so bad, they turn into monsters, and then they're rude to us, and then we put up with it. I mean, thank you. You get like double a tip from me now. And by the way, I used to be a big tipper. When I say thank you, if you don't say you're welcome, you don't get a tip. And everybody says no problem. Really, it's. I say thank you and it's no problem. If you don't want this service job, don't take it. Now, you go to a nice restaurant, it's thank you. Because they're successful people. Some of those waiters are making more than doctors at, you know, steakhouses and places. You have a problem. But I couldn't imagine having somebody at my house doing yard work and talking down to them and chewing them out and bossing them around. That is so embarrassing. But losers, I've always noticed, losers enjoy it. It's one thing if you got to get in somebody's face because they keep screwing up or there's problems or there's frustration. But I'm talking about people that jump on people and mess with them and play games for their power trip. That's what tyrannies are. This is key what I'm about to say, so listen to me, please. The essence of tyranny and all its flavors is that it's people who are corrupt combining forces together to control and dominate those that are producing. And that means producing beauty, producing literature, producing science, art, success. They're parasites. And they have a million excuses for what they do. They have a system they always push of how it's for your own good. It's the same throughout history. We only live 75 years on average, folks. We repeat the same stuff. We store up knowledge, and then we die, and the next generation has to experience it again instead of learning from past generations. But here's the essence of what I'm trying to say. Tyranny is a system of losers who get together as a gang to take over so they can have status and power, not because they earned it, but because they stole it. And I've always noticed the difference between a winner and a loser. Winners admire honorable success, admire beauty, admire strength, admire. I mean, I remember my dad bought me a dirt bike when I was a little kid. So I'd already had a moped. And the neighbor kids had always had four-wheelers and all these great dirt bikes. And I was always thinking it was cool. They never let me ride on them. And they came over and were so jealous, and then later I left it out and they knocked it over and stuff, that I had a, I mean, who cares? But then I realized about half the population is like that to degrees. They hate somebody who's worked and has a new car. They hate somebody who owns land. They hate beautiful people. I've always noticed, you know, the easiest women to get a date with are the most gorgeous. If you just go over and are charming and talk to them nicely. Because everyone's either intimidated by them or they hate them. Women especially, a gorgeous woman walks in and women start talking trash about them, many women. And that's the spirit of the age. I mean, I see a guy with an absolutely knockout, gorgeous woman whose eyes have got electric fire in them. I just admire the human body and God's creation. And I start thinking about, boy, I bet they'll have some great kids and have a good family. I hope they have a good life. You know, that's the difference between Alex Jones and people that love liberty and people that the globalists, when they talk about this at Bilderberg from our sources, and Tucker's confirmed this. The big point is, I can't believe there's enough money for there to be a bunch of protesters, even in the mountains of Switzerland. We've got to shut their economy off. But if we do it too fast, they'll revolt and overthrow us. We've got to do it incrementally so they're so poor they can't be here. Poverty has always been a tool of the ultra rich. They always are monopoly men. Competition is a sin to them. And they team up with the low-level rabble scum, put them in bureaucratic uniforms, police uniforms, all of this, and build them as their army over everyone. And so we know this design. We know this signature. We know this wavelength. We know what's growing and now coming to completion. And they've studied tyranny, and they know it always falls, so they've given it a skeletal exoskeleton of technology, but it's still got the same spineless chicken neck spirit at its core. It will fall. It will rot. It will implode. It will backstab itself into oblivion. From the foundations of the earth, it was doomed to fall upon completion, and it's already begun to collapse as they try to, at light speed, build on top of the new castle in the sand as it implodes. We got to create a graphic of a sandcastle collapsing, a globalist sandcastle that the little goblin's building by the seashore. And as it's falling, they're at light speed, like the Flash, going, trying to build it. That's what they're doing. It's collapsing, and they're just trying to keep, instead of building it on the rock of liberty and freedom and goodness. Your calls are coming up. Banning free speech in Australia. More attack drone news. Bin Laden being exposed as the whole killing being fake. Huge amounts of key data on the economy. It's all coming up after your phone calls.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British.
Hey, you know, we have a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom, Scotland, England, Wales, Ireland. John Bowne earlier this week did the InfoWars Nightly News, did a great job. And I saw part of a newscast he saw where half the people on CNN have a British accent and was bad-mouthing, you know, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I was saying, you know, why do we have all these globalist Brits on TV here? Imagine if there were all these Americans on TV over in England bossing them around and saying, turn your guns in. So John covered that on the Nightly News, and people took it as if he was bashing people in England. You know, Lord Monckton likes the Founding Fathers. The Parliament, over half voted for the colonies in 1775 and 1776 till the King went and gave a speech. Then they got behind the war. But our biggest supporters were in England. The Magna Carta came out of England. It's not America versus England. It's the globalists that have taken us all over. But condescending people with British accents all over our TV telling us what to do, I mean, it's terrible. And no one would like that over in England. You know, I have the Watson brothers because they're smart guys and love liberty. They work for InfoWars and Prison Planet. But they absolutely hate the monarchy and the whole New World Order system. And, you know, I mean, I don't care what your accent is if you love liberty. It's just these are globalists. But I just thought that was an interesting issue to raise that. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Julio, Mark, Shane, Blue, Don, and others. Just going to take calls the rest of the hour. Then coming up, the system's starting to go sideways on Obama, Australia banning free speech, and a lot more. That is all coming up today. Julio in Illinois. Julio, welcome.
Aloha, Alex. Aloha, everyone out there. I was at the NATO summit. I was inside McCormick Place, and I have to admit, That was the biggest controlled media operation I have ever seen in my entire life. And it goes to show you that corporate media, not just here in the States, but throughout Europe, really, really depend on government talking points to even...
No, you don't get into any of these things more than once if you don't regurgitate every word you're told.
Exactly. It was all press releases. I was inside Obama's press conference, and he already selected who he was going to pick for his press conference. I even took a nap, Alex. No joke. I took like a 5-minute nap because he is the biggest puppet in the world. And, you know, it just being in his presence was just terrible. I was at the Secretary General's press conference. I asked him about domestic extremists. He said NATO wasn't necessarily worried about it, but they are aware. And I find it interesting since here in the States...
Wait, NATO is aware of evil Americans?
Yes, NATO's aware of it. They're not that concerned, but obviously here in the States, Homeland Security is terrified of us. But what was the most powerful thing, Alex, was actually outside McCormick Place when the Iraq Veterans Against the War threw their NATO medals. I was crying, Alex. It was so beautiful to see our veterans against the war, and hopefully it regenerates this anti-war.
Well, you know, Napoleon, you can pull up the quote. He said, you know, isn't it a ridiculous joke that men will throw themselves on the bayonets for little pieces of metal and ribbon? Guys, pull up the exact quote of Napoleon about how medals are a joke. But it's very similar to what I just said. I just paraphrased it. It's all a joke. They take the troops' death benefits now when they get killed. They steal them. I mean, you are seen as a joke. They let you use DU because it soft kills you. America's gone. We only get it back by admitting what's happened.
Exactly, Alex. I interviewed a veteran about depleted uranium and about Homeland Security calling him a domestic terrorist, and he was furious. He was outraged at our government for calling him.
Well, Julio, I'm aware of your work over the years. You do a great job as a journalist. What's your take on the people saying they were set up with the Molotov cocktails, saying it was beer-making equipment, and that the people that basically gave them the apartment were informants and set them up? I mean, the government does that every case. Is this case different?
No, it's no surprise at all. It's funny because there are stores in Chicago, Alex, that sell home brew equipment. So it's just hilarious that, you know, the Cook County and CPD would be charging them with terrorists.
One of our salesmen brought me some home brew he made once. It was pretty good, actually. Well, how evil that someone would make their own beer. I say put them in a FEMA camp immediately.
You know, Alex, you know what's crazy is all the media had to take a special shuttle to McCormick Place from the Hyatt Regency, East Wacker, Chicago.
They were special, though.
It was outrageous, though. You had to go into a special room downstairs, turn in your equipment. There were Secret Service agents with dogs searching all of your equipment. I was able to get a little bit of footage through my spy camera. It was outrageous. And then you had to wait in another room to wait for your stuff to be searched by the special Secret Service agents.
I tell you what, Julio, contact us. I might want to get you on as a guest when you get that video uploaded. We can show some of it on the Nightly News. More calls straight ahead.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, Senator. Yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to go straight back to your phone calls and then to stacks of vital news and information. Turn out the lights. The largest U.S. cities are becoming cesspools of filth and decay. China gets 2 to 3 new coal power plants a month. We shut down dozens every month. And they paid to move General Motors to China, and China's buying up newspapers, TV stations, the biggest theater chain, and controlling stocks in the big Hollywood production companies. This is globalism. This is economic bondage. This is how the globalists are taking us over, while the police train for civil war against the people to make sure we put up with the end of America. That is the bottom line, so that's coming up. Briefly, most importantly, we sell and promote products that we believe in and that we use. And so that means they're high quality and we've researched them well. But on top of that, your purchase makes this truly independent frontline media operation that is contending with the dinosaur media able to operate, able to get more reporters, able to expand our operations, able to up the quality of our transmissions and our reach. And we are doing that. Better believe we're dedicated and working hard and fighting on every front for liberty and doing the best job we can. We have a spectrum of incredible products and books and videos. Something I haven't plugged, this was going TheraSafe for upwards of $1,000 for 20 tablets during the start of Fukushima. Fukushima is still ongoing. I'm taking Modafinilin, the best brown seaweed out there for optimum health of the thyroid and other issues. But at the same time, in case there is a big reactor meltdown, the number one thing that screws you up is the thyroid taking on the radioactive iodine. TheraSafe, $19.95. Lowest price you're going to find it anywhere. Get a free citizen rule book, bumper stickers with it. Nobody can match that. The tiny profit we make funds our operation. TheraSafe, this is what the Homeland Security uses. This is what the military has been stockpiling. Available at InfoWarsShop.com or just go to InfoWars.com and link over, or 888-253-3139. What's new in the shop is the Toronto hearings on 9/11. The latest info proving 6 hours of footage that it's an inside job. A noble lie, Oklahoma City, 95. Professional film of the eyewitnesses to the feds blowing it sky high. Tragedy and Hope, back in print. The globalists admitting their entire takeover plan. Carol Quigley, hardcover. A Strategic Relocation, third edition, back in print, now available, was sold out. That's available at InfoWars.com as well. And don't forget InfoWarsTeam.com to get big discounts on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and all the other amazing products that I use every day, and boy, do I. That's good, Beyond Tangy right there, baby. I drink it at half strength, though, so I can drink four glasses of it instead of two. I just absolutely enjoy it. InfoWarsTeam.com. You want to find that right now and get free shipping that we offer there on the site. Others do not, by the way. Okay, let me now go to your phone calls. Enough of my ranting. Oh, lastly, the best gravity-fed filter out there. I've researched them all. These are absolutely essential. When we go up to Bilderberg in the RV, we're going to have the road unit, the travel ProPure. And we have already the lowest prices at InfoWars.com. Check it out. But we have 10% off with the code WATER. 10% off with the code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, just go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It'll also get you to the same place. 10% off, already the lowest prices anywhere at InfoWarsShop.com on ProPure. We've also got some other filtration systems that we're now offering up on the site as well for out in the field. So you'll definitely want to look into that. We've got replacement filters, everything there is to offer there at InfoWarsShop.com. Funding the rebellion against tyranny, the restoration of the republic with preparation and independence. Win, 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 win. That's my program. Okay, let's now hurry to calls. Shane in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend.
Great. I got a quote for you and a quick question.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Thomas Paine from Common Sense. The robber and the murderer would often escape unpunished. Did not the injuries which our temper sustain provoke us into justice? Now, I know I can hear you. You've been pretty frustrated with all these criminals running around and nothing being done about it. And I'm pretty frustrated about it, too. And a year has gone by now, and I was wondering, are you now ready to talk about arrestwanted.com, where users can post for free suspected felons offer a reward pledge for the arrest and conviction leading, well, arrest leading to a successful conviction.
Well, the problem with having a website where you just say this person's a criminal is that somebody might end up being innocent that's on there, and then you're totally open up for defamation if somebody does something to them. You know, I mean, I remember looking at your site, and I'm not saying you're a bad person, but I have a pretty good understanding of what's reckless. And so I choose to not be part of that. I appreciate your call. And you just read a quote by Patrick Henry, or was it Thomas Paine? I don't remember now. The point is, was it Thomas Paine about how the system lets criminals go? It's always done that. For a very short time, in Puritan-controlled areas, they actually went after criminals. This is one of the only countries that's ever actually done it and really thrown the book at them. You can say what you want about some of the Muslim countries. They actually go after criminals. Unless you're the Saudi royal family, they can do whatever you want. But the point is that we've never reached a point where the power structure is more criminal more openly. I mean, it's illegal when the TSA, it's a misdemeanor when they touch you on the outside. It is sexual assault when they go on the inside. It's a felony in every state and federally. They just do it. I've had prosecutors on. The county that San Francisco's in, I forget the name of the county, he said he's going to have deputies in there, and if he sees them touching people's genitals, they're going to go to jail. He's going to arrest them. Well, that never happened. So I don't know. And the last time I heard, it's still going on there. So where are the police? You know what? I would really get behind the police if they started arresting some criminals. Some government criminals. But a lot of these prosecutors and a lot of these mayors and police chiefs are crooks. I mean, that goes without saying. And they're there just revenue generating and, yeah, responding when there's a, you know, murder or something. But overall, they're just mafia. And I'm tired of it. But enough of what I have to say. Mark in Texas, go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to say kudos on filling the void on social networks.
Yes, sir. And the site is moving quickly now. It got bogged down a bit while we tuned something. That's why it's in beta. We want to hear your suggestions. But let me tell you, it's a full-time job now just looking at all the incredible articles, original research, poetry, you name it, being written and posted there on the site, planetinfowars.com.
Well, I plan on getting very involved in that because I heard that you were going to be doing that some things that were in beta, like audio blogs, you know, they actually, you can, you know, get your point across that way.
Yeah, and people can already go to, like, Blog Talk Radio and do your own blog and things, or do your own YouTube. And if you don't want to be on camera, you just, you know, show a computer screen while you talk. And the best thing to do is film over your shoulder. That's what I do at home. Well, I actually just handheld it myself. I need to get a better tripod, but haven't figured out how to set it on a big tripod yet to do it properly and then have it over my shoulder. But the point is, just have 20 or 30 articles you want to talk about. Film over your shoulder while you click. That's a YouTube radio show. And if you've got good information and content, you start doing a show once a week, you'll end up reaching thousands of people conservatively every week. And that's what we need, is millions of voices against tyranny. Go ahead.
I agree with your sentiment on the last caller. He kind of gave me a perfect end. But we have a right to be faced by our accusers, which is one of the problems I'm having right now. See, I'm deep within FEMA Region 6 as well. But I'll quote somebody, Lord Harrington from the 14th century, British satirist, and he wrote a thing called Treason. If treason doth prosper, pray what is the reason? If it does prosper, none dare call it treason. Well, we can flip that on this new world order by just letting people know if you're ready to prosper, none dare call it treason. Because he works through us or not at all. I'm more of a spiritually driven individual on this. This flesh is an empty vessel.
No, I agree with you, and this is all a test, and those that are blind spiritually don't realize that, and they laugh at us. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. They look at all these stupid worldly preachers and people and think that's what we're talking about. It's the opposite of that, but everything, due process, being able to face your accuser, it's all been destroyed. All the time, they have known criminal, three-time loser, felons get up on the stand and denounce people with no criminal record. The jury is not told it's a three-time felon, and they professionally, every week, go in and send innocent people to jail. And so let's be clear. I'm not trying to scare people. We have to face this evil. I'm going to Bilderberg. They could easily plant something on us or whatever and have an informant say something. But you know what? I'm in God's hands. Just because this system is run by a bunch of knuckle-dragging criminals doesn't mean I'm going to give into it. I'm going to go challenge it. And I know that people know the truth. And it will be an example if that ever ends up happening of what we're facing and will bring to light. That's why they haven't really tried that in a while on us, is because they understand nobody is going to buy it. We do our best to even follow all these unconstitutional laws and things, and we're going to be nonviolent when we are up there. Isn't it normal for media to want to go cover 130 of the richest and most powerful people meeting in secret? They do it publicly at Davos, and there's over 3,000 media on average there. But we're weird and bad and evil to want to cover this, where Obama got knighted to become the main candidate 4 years ago, and where they're undoubtedly going to be sneaking again this year. This is, and we're finally breaking through where the Washington Post and Bilderberg coverage and the Salon and Bilderberg coverage and Politico and Bilderberg coverage, they hate it. They still make fun of us. But they admit there's a meeting of rich and famous elites. And yeah, they do kind of pick some presidents, but you're still bad to not like that. Yeah, and they commit crimes and violate the Logan Act. Anything else, sir?
Mr. Tucker, is it Jim Tucker?
Yeah, it's Jim Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, he said it best. I mean, good works are done in sunshine. But I just wanted to point out that, you know, I'm a convicted felon. And what we need to understand about these background checks ever since Homeland Security came in, it's not that they're being ignored. They're being enforced where they want them enforced and ignored where they want to ignore them. It depends on
the crime. I've read where states are passing laws now where only the state can hire criminals. In fact, Texas was trying to do that. Because they're like, we can't hire anybody. Everybody's a felon. And it was the county commissioner about a year ago going, we want to be able to hire felons. We found out a bunch of our people with the new backgrounds are felons. We got to let them go. We want to be able to have our own waiver so they can get their own gang of crooks. I mean, I'll tell you, this government is so stinking.
House to is selective enforcement.
Well, look, listen, I don't get into all the race stuff. But one time we got pulled over. This is when I was in high school, driving back from the beach. And to be quite honest, we had been drinking some, not a lot, but kind of hair of the dog. And the guy comes over, he smells it, but we're both, me and the guy in the car driving back, you know, had blonde hair and blue eyes. It was a sheriff's deputy with swastikas on his forearms. And he basically tells us, Heil Hitler, and we can go. And I thought, my gosh, what would it be like to be black and get pulled over by this guy? But side issue, it just really creeped me out to be let off of something, which, you know, because I was white. Anyways, yes, selective enforcement is the essence of tyranny. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. FEMA Region 5, Gladstone flag out front, raw milk in the fridge. How you doing?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're pretty evil.
I think I am. Hey, there's a town called, and I'm just throwing this at you, but there's a town called Kalamazoo, Michigan, and that's where I'm at, and we'd love to have you. I know my three daughters would be there with me, a lot of friends and coworkers, and I know you're a busy guy, but just it's a funny name. I thought it might stick in your head, and we might see you here sometime.
Well, I would love to travel the entire country. I meant to be able to stop and give a few speeches on my way, but it just didn't work out because I have too much to do. What do you think of the TSA waiving the background checks, but everybody else has got to have their background run to even fly, and hire known pedophiles to be the commanders?
It's absolutely par for the course. As soon as you said you had that story on InfoWars, I went and emailed it out to everybody I could. And it's just par for the course.
Well, sir, I'd heard the stories about him enjoying it. Now I watch when I fly. You can see the good-looking woman, and you know the one guy that's got the job because he likes to put his hands on beautiful women. Then you see the PETA who likes kids, the lesbian that likes women. And, I mean, it's happening. It is happening. I mean, a normal person does not want to put their hands on somebody who doesn't want to be touched. I mean, you know, I mean, that is a big deal. I mean, even with your, I mean, everybody know, who knows who's got a wife or a husband and, you know, has a relationship, it's a big deal with your wife or husband. This is an intimate thing. And people you don't even know, I mean, you know, when I was like 16, every girl I saw, I was after, like Pepe Le Pew. Now that I'm older and everything, I realize this is a big deal. This is about love, and it's a big deal who you jump in the sack with. But I mean, no wonder pilots who've flown for decades and are, you know, fighter pilots will go and vomit and not be able to fly. And people are like, oh, don't be a wimp. It's not wimpy, man. It's traumatizing to have somebody who knows they've got you in their power rubbing all over you. I mean, Jesse Ventura literally started having rage breakdowns, and his whole life he could control his anger. He was all into being in control. And he said on air, he figured out why he was blowing up at people. I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but we almost got in a fist fight after we left the airport. Okay? He apologized the next day, but he figured out it was the TSA. It's the same with me. I get mad about these pedophile stories. And me and Ventura literally almost got in a fight because he was so angry after the TSA were grabbing on him. Okay? I mean, this is what's going on. People can't handle this, man. I mean, these women, it was incredible what they did to Ventura in front of me. And they were... All right, coming up when I start the next hour, I'm going to get a bunch into bank runs in Europe spreading outside of Greece, and now Google Trends shows one of the top trends, fear of bank runs. It's all-time high for Americans. That's a story in the featured news area. You can also find it in the breaking red link at the top. At Infowars.com. That's just some of what's coming up. Big news blitz. But I was just talking to Weldon Henson back there in the back office. He's got a pretty popular country Western band called Weldon Henson Band. And they play all over the state, play at rodeos, you name it. And he said, yeah, it's freaking him out. He goes, everywhere he goes now, he sees TSA at rodeos, at concerts. And it says TSA inspector, and they're bossing the cops around. The feds. Out of their jurisdiction, and it's not even a sworn officer, and they're the boss. They shut highways down everywhere. They're all over the place. There's nowhere to run from these people. I guess I should go ahead and load my children up and go to the airport and try to get them through there and make a big issue about it. I guess the answer is fly and stand up against them and speak out and sue them and everything. And these criminal courts, I tell you, this is so pathetic. And they don't even do their background check. And when we had a national opt-out day for a week, they just turned the scanners off so people couldn't resist and say no, so that we couldn't show our power. They know what they're doing. They just keep pressing and pressing and pressing and never giving up. We can never give up. Blue in Tennessee. Then we'll go to Jake and others. Go ahead, Blue.
Hey, Alex, I am doing everything within my power for resistance. And one idea that I would like to give to your listeners is if you take a tea bag that is enclosed, so it's self...
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't really understand your phone.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now, Alex?
Yeah, talk right into your telephone.
Okay. I'm looking for solutions to everyday problems, and one that I have found that works very effectively is take a tea bag that is self-contained, so it has a cover over the tea bag, and you put a sticker on it that simply says, have a cup of freedom on me, and on the back side of the tea bag, it says Infowars.com, and in my area, the radio station that plays you is 1470 AM. I place these underneath the windshield wipers.
That's an idea. Hey, whoever's got a tea company and wants to come out with an Alex Jones brand, the answer to 1984 is 1776 tea. We need to come out with our, you know, just repackage another good tea, find a good tea. Whatever. Companies contact us, and then we can have Infowars.com have a cup of freedom on it. That is a genius idea, ma'am.
Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is to reiterate what you said about women. And being that I weigh under 100 pounds, I have been the epitome of reverse discrimination. Women are the most vicious, vile human beings on the face of the earth when they choose to be. Because they will pick you apart if you are not what they choose that on the platform that they think that you should be. I'm sorry, I've given birth to 2 children. I still weigh under 100 pounds.
But well, I've seen it how, women, most women get dressed up and look pretty, not for men, but to like show off with other women and the things women do to each other. Not women are great. It's just that area of competition with women with each other is just really vicious. And I was using that as an example of these cultures where people hate somebody if they're better looking than them or smarter, or those people also hate those that aren't as good looking as them. It's just very sick. And, they don't want to be around old people and, they don't want kids. They're so selfish. They're missing out on the whole world. And again, they think they're getting to us because we're freaked out by them. That's not what's happening. It gets to us because they're so spiritually blind. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, more calls coming up. And then it's a big news day. I covered some of it in the first hour, some of it this hour, but I am going to be dedicated. I am going to hammer you with hardcore news straight ahead.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the next hour. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. Giant news blitz coming up in the next segment on Key Information. First off, Jake in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome. I don't think Jake knows he's on air. His girlfriend or wife's talking. Hey, Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got two questions. I wanted to ask about the kid who was talking about President Obama, and he got in trouble, and the teachers are acting like he doesn't have a First Amendment right.
Well, she said you can be arrested for that. Yes.
Whatever happened there? Did the teacher lose her job?
First they said it wasn't real, as they always do. The tanks ramming the church, burning it down. We're not attacking, not an assault. The TSA doesn't grope you. We don't strip search old ladies. There's no radiation. We're stopping. First they said it didn't exist. Then they said, yes, it's real. We're suspending her. But separately, they're trying to segue with laws where you don't have free speech. And in Australia, you get a $1.1 million Australian fine if you criticize the carbon tax. That's coming up.
And another thing is I'm having trouble waking people up, I'm a young activist myself, and people treat me, because I'm only 15 years old, and they act like I know nothing. So I was wondering, can you help me out with that? How can I wake more people up?
Yes, sir.
I'm only 15.
I'm not ignoring you. What happens is there's a steady stream of people bringing me articles and giving me info while I'm talking to callers. So I just missed like 5 seconds of what you said.
What I said was I'm only 15 years old and people act like I know nothing about the truth movement and about the TSA and the New World Order. And I was wondering how I could wake more people up because people treat me like I know nothing.
Well, they treat each other like that because they think it's threatening for you to act like that the earth is round. They think it's flat. I would make copies of Obama Deception, Fall the Republic. I would hand out photocopies of Infowars.com articles. And then when the school tries to censor you, you call the newspapers and make YouTube videos and make a giant deal out of it. And suddenly you'll be the coolest person in the school. And you'll defeat the enemy. You must use every opportunity and their own persecution against them. Record them, saying, like Al Gore said, kids, go boss your parents around. Tell them carbon taxes are good. Well, people recorded that and slammed Al Gore. Show their evil. Engage them. See, when we engage the enemy, they attack. We're like, oh, they're attacking. Good. We get stronger. They get weaker. Notice the enemy never stops attacking. They're weaker, but they know they've got to keep attacking like a honey badger. Well, we're like a honey badger 10 times bigger than them. We will crush them. We're like a wolverine. You ever seen a wolverine beat up a mountain lion 3 times its size? It's because it's so fast, so dedicated, and so fearless. And it grabs around the wildcat, even it does it with bears. It gets up underneath them, grabs them around the neck, and bites them on the snout. And so it's absolute tenacity. We're right. You're scum. You're filth. We have the moral authority. Notice it's always how the government has the moral authority and how they're good and they care about us. Get aggressive in the info war. Get aggressive in the info war. Get aggressive in the info war. And what you do over and over again begins to magnify the power. Go hand out one-page brochures about liberty. They're cheap to photocopy, you know, trifold them. Go hand them out every Sunday morning for a year. Rain or snow, there'll be news articles about you. Then you can start an organization. Then you'll be a leader. They will admire you once you've proven you're a leader. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Be that trailblazer today, my friend. Go forth, Jake, in Oregon, and defeat the New World Order with the weapon of truth and the First Amendment.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to go back to your calls and then back into news. But we've also got a little lower third animation that Marcos Morales, one of our great graphics people, put together. If you're watching us at prisonplanet.tv, probably 95% of folks are listening to us on XM 166 and over 100 wonderful, brave AM and FM affiliates out there or over the audio streams. But if you go up to the prisonplanet.tv, there's a 15-day free trial. You can watch the whole three-hour radio show, see the nightly news, and support the First Amendment. Each membership to prisonplanet.tv is really 6 memberships. Now, create a username and passcode, and we tell you this, that isn't to your bank or to whatever, or you better trust those you give it to. Just make up a username and passcode, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or go get a 15-day free trial membership that we've got going, and then 6 people can be logged in simultaneously with the same username and passcode. That's the number under our old system that it wouldn't crash the servers if everybody logged on at the same time with it. We've gotten our bandwidth cheaper now and better, and we have a better system. And so prisonplanet.tv, knock on wood, is really never slow anymore. We're getting better and better, so I'm tempted to turn it up to 10 people per membership. But is that pearls before swine? Go get a membership, or if you have one, send your username and passcode to a couple friends and family and tell them tune in to the radio show. They can watch it. But they can also get the commercial-free podcast. By the way, folks, it's supposed to be a commercial-free podcast for the radio show every day. And we had folks in here that every once in a while forgot and didn't cut all the commercials out. You complained, and someone is no longer with us here anymore. So you complained, and we appreciate that. And they were unable to stop leaving the commercials in, so they're bye-bye. And the only reason I raise that and bring that up is we do listen to you. We're trying to get better. But just remember, we do everything the best we can. We're not some big monolithic operation. I get emails that are sent to the crew sometimes that say, I've sent you emails and you don't respond. I can't even hardly go see my grandmother once a month. I used to go see her every week. She lives here in town. I'm just letting you know. People go, well, this politician sends me an email back. It's a fake one from their staff. And do people really want a fake auto-respond like it's from me? I mean, do you really want that? Because when I send out a message to people, you know, I go write it, and then they send it out in a mass email. Like when you're on InfoWars Insider, you do get occasional messages I actually write. When you, the graphic's already on screen. Oh my gosh. We're still going to play it. Come on up with the next break, because I had some special things I wanted to say about Janet Napolitano. You know, I was out at Steiner Ranch this week doing the latest installment that is incredible, of Brothers in Arms, and our new gun show we're doing. might be every 2 weeks, might be every month, in the future every week. We're just developing it right now. My idea of a gun show. And if you think the last episode was powerful at prisonplanet.tv, wait till you see the next one. But we actually saw real dung beetles. I don't usually see those out on our ranch that we've got in East Texas, but these are big dung beetles rolling dung around. We got some high-def video of Janet Napolitano. But I told Marcos a month or so ago, I said, I want a graphic like they have on History Channel where the bug for prisonplanet.tv or InfoWars does something funny. Why don't we have Janet Napolitano laying eggs that turn into little TSA goblins? Well, he came up with this. Go ahead and roll it again, please. It is theater of the mind. Describe it for people who are listening on the radio. She is a little red dinosaur, and she comes out and lays an egg that is a TSA bat boy that flies off. And then a hammer falls down and crushes the Napolitano goblin, no affiliation with the real Janet puppet. New World Order Napolitano. We wish her a long and healthy life, but nice little thing he added there with the hammer. So he'll get the Secret Service visit. I'm just joking. It's a joke. Anyways, so there you go. That's one of the final little things we have now. Let me get into the news. You know, I always realize I'm procrastinating on some of the news because this is really painful stuff. And I read this last night and this morning and then again when I came in. And by the third or fourth looking at it, I'm like, wow. And people who think I want to make the government look bad, you got it wrong, okay? There's so much of this stuff that I can't even keep track of it, and it's all so horrible. I don't have words to really get it down, okay? So let me just go ahead and try to get into all this. Let me just go ahead and begin with the economy stack, just part of it. I actually have two stacks on the economy. Here it is. Google Trends. Fear of bank runs hits all-time high for Americans. Concern over economic crisis outstrips Lehman Brothers aftermath. And Paul Watson, in his article at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net, one of our auxiliary backups, if they take down the other sites, I should add, he shows the concern over Lehman Brothers and huge meltdowns being bigger in U.S. searches. And it's gotten Google Analytics that you can look at, too. It's public. All the numbers. This outstrips the 08 plunge and panic. It outstrips everything. It outstrips all the big crises by a pretty dramatic figure. In fact, I can show you the graph right here if you're watching on TV. There is current concern over bank runs, the highest it's ever been, going back since 2004. That article is at the bottom of featured news section at InfoWars.com. Might want to get that out to everybody. According to the latest figures out of Google Trends, Americans have been searching for the term bank run in record numbers. Yeah, I've talked to people at the bank. I was getting some cash out, and so was my wife. And they're like, wow, everybody's getting cash out. Well, let me see if we've got $2,000. So it's pretty serious. The search volume index on Google for bank run in the United States region peaked at an all-time record level May 13th and has hovered around this high ever since. Yeah, it is just turbo charging right there. Go read the whole article. Speaking of that, Zero Hedge has links to The Guardian and other papers. Police urging Greeks to stop stuffing mattresses. We have spent a considerable amount of time in the week or two explaining why depositor withdrawals or bank runs are the death knell for the euro experiment. We first described the runs on banks and governments. Zero Hedge is just spot on. It's a bunch of big multimillionaire stockbrokers who remain anonymous. Every poster on there is called Tyler Durden. You know, I'm told they're listeners, but I can't ever get them on. Side issue, though. Let's continue. On the basis of the potential for overnight loss of fundability back in December, but the escalation last week in Greece and the contagion in Spain signals things shifting to 11 on the amplifier of euro fail. That's a little Spinal Tap comment, or so I have read. This evening brings new information from The Guardian that police are urging Greeks to keep their money in bank accounts rather than putting it at risk of theft amid further uncertainty about whether the austerity-struck country will remain in the eurozone. And it goes on, quoting Reuters and The Guardian and others. Many people have withdrawn their money from banks fearing a financial crash, and they either carry it in on them, find a hideout, a home, or in storage rooms. We urge people to trust the banking system. Trust the Titanic. Everything's fine. Light a cigar. Leave their money there, or at least in a safe place, not hide it at the home. Well, I don't. Cash can be devalued, too. I don't have very much cash. I don't have very much anything. I just have paid off my debts and got a bunch of hillbilly family. So that's my... And anybody coming in my house is going to be attacked by the bull mastiff, I didn't mention that dog, and the firearms. But that's if you can make it through the barbed wire. But, and again, it's not because I'm living in fear, it's because I'm ready. I'm ready. And if my wife doesn't shoot you, my 9-year-old son will. Let's continue here. Big European funds dump euro assets. That's the Financial Times today. So there you go. The globalists are gutting the euro, but they'll demand giant tax increases to save it, which will then be more they'll steal. Then they'll continue to implode it. Then they'll steal even more, holding everyone hostage, posing as saviors with whore media telling you how great they are. That's going to be the plan. Some of Europe's biggest fund managers have confirmed they're dumping euro assets amid rising fears over a possible Greek exit from the eurozone in a single currency turmoil. The euro's sudden fall this month caught many investors by surprise. Europe's single currency has lost 5% in the past 3 weeks after barely moving against the dollar for much of the year. And it just goes on to break all of that down. Real federal deficit dwarfs official tally. And it's bigger than Europe's. USA Today actually reports the truth for once. And it goes over to say that it is a lot bigger than the slaves have been told. Of course, they don't tell you that it's 600 plus trillion that they claim we owe. It's not our debt, but the bankers had the crooks sign us on to it. It's a couple million per person. Impossible to pay. And it doesn't really matter because they got 30,000 drones and SWAT teams that are ready to eat their mother's guts and ask for seconds because following orders is tough. Drinking fluoride and using DUs, tough too. Going in that pine box is real tough too. Government loves you, enforcers, don't they? Yeah, they love you a lot. Here's another one. Euro, again, falls between $1.25. So that's why the dollar's up. But it's like their ship's sinking so fast that ours isn't sinking as fast. So people are like, yay. Number of high school students with job hits 20-year low, Washington Times. Well, Obama just says go out and start a company. It's no big deal. Of course, you can't because they're increasing the power prices, shutting off the street lights, and you can't make it to work because you can't pay for the gas. Even if you could, you can't pay for all the insurance and stickers, and the cops are going to catch you. If you're an illegal alien, you're above the law, and they let you go on record, but that's okay. Pentagon contractor admits engaging in dirty tricks against journalists. Big article there where one of the biggest groups out there publicly admits they go after people, including Americans. You don't talk bad about them. And that's what's up next. Australia banning free speech. This is a big deal. This... Uh-oh, look right there. Laying a little TSA goblin egg graphic with something added to it. So here is that, and I'll go back into the news and your phone calls. Oh, man. We are definitely out of control. You know... This is like gallows humor here, though. I mean, this is a hardcore show, but we do screw around a little bit because if you didn't, it would make you cry. There she is laying a pedophile egg so it can hatch out and she can waive the background check. And a priest defrocked for reportedly abusing three little girls, CBS News reports, can then be the commander of Terminals D and E and use his security badge to have the media thrown out. We're here to discuss the fact that you were defrocked for sexually abusing reportedly 11-year-old and other girls. I'm in command. Get out of here. I mean, the video's up at Infowars.com in our article linking over to CBS. TSA hired accused sex abuse priest, pedophile, as screener. It said reported earlier. Why is it now changed to accused? Reported. My head's spinning. Now it suddenly changed to reported. Okay, let's see what it is on Infowars.com right now. Anyways, that article is up at Infowars.com. And it just, I see these every couple days now. And most of them I don't even cover it. It's like another one caught with a bunch of child porn. Another one caught raping their neighbor's five-year-old. Well, who else wants to do that? Who else wants to humiliate and scream at people for too big a shampoo bottle? Or even if it isn't too big? Amazing. Absolutely off the charts. Amazing. All right, this even blows me away. I remember 3 years ago, headlines in the Australian news, and they reported it with a straight face like it was good. Australia to adopt Chinese-style net censorship. And it said, criticism of the government will no longer be allowed. Criticism of carbon tax. And I was reading this, and it said, you will have an internet ID that Bilderberg's calling for, by the way, worldwide right now. You'll have an internet ID, and if you do any of this, you'll be permanently banned from the internet, which nowadays you can't even basically live without in most business. And if you are trying to go to a rural area, the green police are coming and shutting you down. And there's our article at Infowars.com. But scroll down if people think I'm joking. Click on the first link. It's to the Daily Telegraph. And we'll show you their headline on this. Don't serve carbon lies, ACCC warns. Shops and restaurants could face fines up to $1.1 million if waiters or sales staff wrongly blame the carbon tax for price rises or exaggerate the impact. We don't let you lie. There's no court. We just come and the government says you don't blame the fact that they're reportedly going to double the price of beef and lamb because they are putting a 50% tax on the land itself being used if you have sheep on it. That's been on the Australian news. People doing hunger strikes, you name it. They're announcing the fish is going to have a huge tax on it, of at least 50%. Folks, if there's a 50% tax on the landowner, it's going to go right down the line. It's going to be way over 50%. And it all goes into global carbon trading. I mean, this is so evil. Now if you fly to Europe, no matter where you fly from, they put huge taxes on carbon paid to the Rothschilds. People won't believe that. Type in Rothschilds run carbon trading system. Click web, but it'll be about a year old. It's like BBC, Associated Press. The Rothschilds. You pay your money. Enron helped set it up to the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the usual suspects. And they're telling them, if you complain, and they admit it is going to increase the price, we're going to fine you $1.1 mil Australian. Praised by Barack Obama as a model for the world, Australia's highly unpopular carbon tax, set to take effect from July 1st, is set to be policed by laws which forbid business owners from criticizing it for causing prices to rise. With thought criminals who do so under threat of being hit with huge fines over $1 million. There you go. Shops and restaurants will face $1.1 million if waiters, this is a quote, or sales staff wrongly blame the carbon tax for price rises or exaggerate the impact. Oh, the government says you don't exaggerate now. I mean, that's Soviet Union. That's it. And I've got more quotes than your calls. Grace of God, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. Back Sundays, and I'll be live this Sunday on the road going to Bilderberg 2012 to cover it, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I guess I'll be in the Eastern Time Zone, 5 to 7. Central. Couldn't do this without you, the listeners and supporters and Info Warriors. Couldn't do it without the incredible crew, all of them totally dedicated. at Infowars.com. So, draconian attacks on free speech come to Australia, and it's in the Australian papers like, yeah, if you exaggerate the price increases, it's only 50%. And there's quotes. If you say it's increasing prices or exaggerate the increase, we're going to fine you. No judge, no jury. Two Australian governments have fallen in the last, 5 years trying to ram this through. And the bankers are like, I don't care. You'll be paid off. Ram it through. And I've seen Australian TV shows on YouTube where it's like, we're the green police, the green audit time. We come to your house and we give you fines. I'm not joking. I actually sing like that. It's like, hi, we're here without a warrant to come to your house. Yeah, we're trendy. The president's like, thanks a lot for coming in. That's Thailand's bad, but it's with an Australian voice. You got to see it. I can't really do a ninny Australia. Hey, mate, how you doing there? So, like, how do you do an Australian accent, but then do it in the trendy voice? Oh, it's now time for us to take your property. That's more of a weird Cockney accent. I can't even do it. I just can't do it. I cannot do a simpering Aussie bureaucrat. The voice doesn't really lend itself to that, but still, they've all got the same little demon eyes. They look real weak and pathetic. It's armies of nobodies who would be outcast, who get in big gangs together and take over. That's government. And they love little uniforms and outfits and festooning hats and running around all importantly. They're like children playing make-believe. It's like when my 4-year-old dresses up as a princess. But she's 4. That's okay. But you're not supposed to as an adult. Australia, you'll always still be scum, though. That doesn't mean everybody that wants to go into public service is bad. A lot of people have a need, a duty. It's family. It's good. That's the old system. But when government swells and gets big, it always looks like this. And I've been to third world countries. I've seen the look of crazed thugs in uniforms, and it's here now. The green police. You know, you see those Audi ads from 3 years ago? And I told you that's exactly how they dress and what they do in Europe. And then later, the makers of it admitted they're based in San Francisco. They said, oh, this was to condition you. And the mayor of San Francisco came out and agreed in the San Francisco Chronicle and said, this is what we really plan to do. Arrest you if your hot tub is using too much energy. Arrest you if you have the wrong light bulbs. We're going to arrest you. Yes. And under the federal laws, they couldn't pass, but Obama's implementing the whole carbon regime. They come in your house without warrants. They come on your property. And people all over the nation are now seeing federal green police show up with machine guns and shotguns. And they tell you you're trash. And if you got a problem, they're ready to call in air support. It's their country now. Let me get back to Australia, where half the farmland and ranch land has been laid off limits by a law. Half of it. Or they say you can pay for the use. They say... And then you're like, well, okay, people just use the half and then not. No. It's a tax on every piece of land, no matter what you use. It's you can officially hand it over to them or you're going to pay for it. It's loving and liberal for the earth. The GMO, though, is expanding. It's not a problem. Fukushima's not a problem. According to the ACC Deputy Chairman Michael Schapper, the warning applies to comments made by staff over the phone, because they're listening, on the shop floor or in meetings. Ah, your comments are being watched. Keep your mouth shut, boy. It also covers advertising, product labels, websites, invoices, contracts, and contract negotiations. You know, that's why the Federal Reserve, since the 50s, takes your money out of your paycheck for most people. And make the employer spy on you and get all the files. Whoever you do business with, you've got to get paperwork from them and watch them, all as little informants. Totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, indentured servitude. List goes on and on. Incriminating yourself because there's no way to follow it because the law is written where the big guys are exempt. But if you try that, you go to jail. And they take your money out that way. And they told employers then, don't call this an income tax. Call it a war tax. It started in World War II. They already had it on the books, but they didn't implement it till World War II. So that's all the craziness that's going on there. And imagine, you don't talk. You don't explain to people why their power bill just went up. You don't explain why their food bill, why their gas bill, why every bill went up. Do you understand us? You keep your mouth shut. Australians in mass should come out and say no to this. And I tell you, Australians, you know, nice, friendly. They kind of have the old, you know, nickname of like being like Texans, real gregarious and friendly, as most frontier people are until you cross them. But now in the modern age, it's just like, oh, come on, mate. Let's just go along with it. And that's just what they do. It's more of an English accent. I need to work on my Australian accent. But that's what it, no, no, no. There's nothing they won't stop doing if you don't say no to these crooks. And we've been blocked in Australia on the web a few years ago and found out they were doing some testing of this bureaucratically when they were unable to pass the Chinese-style net censorship. And mark my words, everything they're doing to Australia is coming here, folks. You think that school teacher's the only one saying you'll be arrested if you talk bad about Obama? I have newscasts. By the way, I have asked, I'm not mad, but I know it's in Obama deception. I know it's on the web. Did we find the video in our own archives out of Missouri, and there's other ones, where they're like, talk bad about Obama, be arrested, with the police chief up there in his uniform trying to scare everybody. These are thugs. Now, I've played it on air before, but I'm not kidding. If you forgot that, they've already done this. Al Gore says, go tell your parents what to do. They're racist if they don't want carbon taxes to that fat piece of trash. Excuse me. The draconian measure will be enforced by teams of carbon cops. That's an actual quote. You exhale carbon, folks. They chose this because everything is producing it so they can control and micromanage everything. Doesn't matter it's all discredited. Doesn't matter it's draconian. Doesn't matter the elites are exempt from it. This is hellish. Who roam the streets conducting snap inspections of businesses to ensure they are not making any references to the tax. Oh my gosh, these are free speech killing commissars. This is, the headline should be, Australia falls to Soviet style takeover. I mean, words cannot describe this. The characterization of dissent against the carbon tax as a criminal offense exemplifies how the measure passed last year goes way beyond merely forcing Australia's top 500 companies to pay extra 23.78 per each ton of CO2 emitted. The system will be rolled out in carbon trading system. Not only will Australians be whacked with price rises on everything from energy to food, small business owners will also be intimidated into silence when they are forced to pay out more for key supplies. Energy prices across the country have already skyrocketed over the course of the last year. Ha ha, but don't say it, or we'll come find you and arrest you with carbon cops. And hey, I better not speak out. They've got my GPS front door coordinates with attack drones and now admit that myself and Steve Quayle were right 2 years ago talking about that. After the carbon tax bill passed Australia's federal parliament last year, the government set about trying to erase any dissent against the jobs-destroying legislation. That's a quote out of a paper with a link to it. They actually say, no dissent allowed. We are watching you, scum suckers. I mean, I am entering the vortex right now. I mean, this is bondage. This is off the... Australia used to be the freest country in the Commonwealth, and now it is one of the least free, and England is off the charts, and Canada is a police state. I mean, what will you not put up with, people? You are the culture that created the Magna Carta and the common law that has worked so well in the model of the world, and now look at you. You are back under the control of the banksters and their whore queen and all the rest of it, and I have had enough of it. I have had enough of it, and no, I'm not celebrating the Diamond Jubilee, as you noticed. I don't know what it is about women. They just love royalty. I mean, it's like a joke. I mean, Monckton's a really nice guy, and, you know, he's a hereditary peer and all that stuff. Nice guy. I like him because he's a patriot for his country. And I understand people that like the thing because they're like, well, it's anti-globalist, and they want to, and some globalists even want to get rid of that. I get that the monarchy is almost vestigial to the globalists, and they will get rid of it. But, you know, my whole deal is I was making jokes while Monckton was here doing curtsies to him. And like, guys, did I do the curtsies or not? I did the curtsies. Oh, look, it's the Diamond Jubilee. Look, I'm already digressing. The point is, these people are Tyrannus Maximus, or the maximum piece of trash tyrants. And their government in Australia is a criminal group. Look at England banning self-defense trainers from coming in to their country. Mainline, law-abiding trainers, people that train the Navy SEALs, people that train British soldiers, not allowed to train people to defend themselves. Every day I read where they knife some guy in front of his kids for fun. I mean, I'm going to tell you, the Brits have been so domesticated, they're helpless now. And it's the foreign thugs, whether they're white Eastern Europeans or Middle Easterners or Africans who come from really rough places, they just walk right up on these videos and start punching people. And the men just fall down in front of their families and go, oh, no, don't beat me. Oh, no, please. Oh, no. Ah, ah. And the women go, And if the woman hits them with an umbrella, the police savagely grab them. That's on the news. I get emails about this, too, about in Northern Europe. If you are in your house being raped and you defend yourself, maximum prison sentence. Maximum. Because the criminals run the government. I'm ranting, aren't I? So ridiculous. Oh, my gosh, this is incredible. Australians face huge fines for speaking ill of carbon tax. It's all happening. It's all going to happen. And, you know, that's the end of the road when the cops come to arrest you for your speech. I mean, they are lawless Nazis, Soviets, whatever you want to call them, crooks, done. They've confessed they are the whole system a fraud. Russia turns up the nuclear rhetoric. That's Financial Times. I told you about this weeks ago, but the mainstream media is having to report that Putin and Medvedev are threatening to nuke Western Europe if they keep rolling missile systems in and circling Russia. Finally, the dinosaur media thought they'd report on that for you. And the bankers make 40-to-1 bets, and they got bunkers. They're all, it might be fun for them to get a nuclear war going. See, you don't get how dangerous these globalists are. Their little minions just want to molest your children at the airport, and they let known sexual abusers be the commanders. And you love it. It's the new flag of America, our new mainline listeners, love it. Should be, I guess, a TSA agent hurting a child. I mean, because that's what we are. I mean, why not be proud of it? We can all hang them out made in China and cry and go to parades. Like maybe have a national sporting event where the TSA, abuses men, women, children, and we all cheer them and say, oh, we're so proud of what you do to our children. Thank you for keeping us safe. Operators admit Fukushima radiation levels 2.5 times what they publicly announced. That's Infowars.com with links to the official Tokyo Electric. So there you have it. And, of course, the environmentalists say arrest those of us that criticize man-made global warming or fighting other programs. So this is just part of their authoritarian move. While the real environment is in deep trouble and the genetic code of the planet's being rewritten by a bunch of transhumanists who just say, oh, it's evolution. We'll do whatever we want. Humankind's over. We're going to merge with machines and live forever. Really, the original eugenicist in the 1850s for five generations interbred five families, the scientific elite under British government funding, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, the Galtons, one other. And they had over 90% of their children born totally mentally retarded, deformed, or stillborn. And the 10% that did survive or less were highly intelligent but had absolute congenital medical problems and deformities. And then they all became the leaders of the eugenics movement, founding UNESCO, UN, everything, running around slaughtering everyone worldwide and writing books and getting Nobel Prizes for it. And go read their books. It's all how they'd set this up and poison the food and water and kill us and do it so slowly we couldn't resist and everything. And I'm just supposed to be all for it or I'm not trending. Oh, I got stacks for other news, but let's just go ahead and take a few phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in New Jersey. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing on this wonderful tyranny-filled afternoon?
Well, I mean, you know, we need to give $1.1 million fines and arrest people that that say the carbon tax increases prices, which they admit it does. I mean, you know, you don't have free speech in Australia.
Oh, no, and, you know, we got our Americans getting zuckered all over the place.
Oh,
here,
we told you it wasn't worth $100 billion, wasn't worth $10 billion. We told you it was already on the way out, already declining. A lot of analysts had said that. We told you you'd be ripped off by him. We're conspiracy theorists. Now they totally ripped everybody off. Turns out he insider traded, but that's fine with all them. He's loved him. He's like MF Doublehead, John Corzine.
I just can't believe how everybody gets suckered in by that. Facebook is such the coolest thing on the planet.
Well, they like
right
it. It's cool to take your children up to the TSA so they can gang rape them.
That's what I was calling about, actually. I have a question, maybe in search of a little bit of advice for me and all your listeners. Now that these TSA agents will be harassing us on the streets and at our bus stops and whatnot, I have a question. I'm wondering if, since they are not sworn and bonded officers, do we have the right as Americans to to refuse them to show them ID or let us touch their bags.
Yes, yes, but they have force de jure or force, is it force de jure or force, I always get my French mixed up, but it means the overpowering force. Bank robbers that come in with machine guns and say, get on the ground or I'm going to splatter your brains, they are illegally doing something. But they're in control by the overpowering force or force.
Because they have the gun.
Force de jure. That's what tyranny is. And so the feds were able to get the beachhead of, oh, just some people that aren't really cops are going to violate your Fourth Amendment, but just at the airport. Yeah, that's for your safety. Next, they're going to take your shoes off, take your belt off. Next, we're going to yell at you. Now we're going to body scan you and touch you. Now we're going to touch you and body scan. Now we're going to put you in a closed room and strip search you. Now we're going to scream at you. Now we're going to do a chest x-ray. Now we're going to be on street corners. Now we're going to be at your house. Now we're going to be everywhere. Now we're going to be at your school prom. Now we're going to be. So it's totally illegal on the books. I've had prosecutors, state reps, congressmen on. It's illegal. But they've got cops that when the congressman says, you're hurting my genitals, they go, officer. The officer comes over and says, you'll be ejected right now and fined if you don't let him. And the congressman goes, all right, all right. And it's the state's exercise of power. And they're like, that's right. And now we're going to hire pedophiles. There's nothing they're going to do about it. And if you speak out against the carbon taxes, you go into jail. How's that sound? That sound like freedom?
Oh, that sounds awesome. The cops and the TSA agents are high-fiving each other, you know, going to go have a soda around the corner after they harass us and play with my genitals a little bit, right?
Yes, sir, and it's force majeure. I always get it. Well, what's force de jure then? I know there's two different laws. It's like nom de plume is a pen name. Nom de guerre is your war name. You know, like they'd call a famous football player, you know, the crusher or the, you know, something like that. There it is, force majeure, superior overpowering force, an unexpected or uncomfortable event. Anything else, sir?
No, I just want to thank you for your time, and I appreciate everything you're doing out there. Long-time listener, and keep it going.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, that guy was an extremist. He doesn't like people operating as police officers who aren't sworn and bonded under the Constitution, and he doesn't like them doing things that are legal for police to do, and the feds out of their jurisdiction. I mean, you know, he's a bad man. Will be tracked via ID chips in their IDs in Texas. That's mysanantonio.com. That's the San Antonio Express News Radio Frequency Identification Systems. People didn't used to like that to wear tags around their necks. Now you're going to wear chips. That's already in your driver's license. It's in everything. It's just total control. And the drones track it, and you're the enemy, and Homeland Security says they're going to turn it off. You're not going to buy, sell, trade, or have a job if they say. They're announcing without laws, they're going to ban the Second Amendment for whoever they feel like. They're just lawless crooks. And believe me, they're putting this in because they're getting ready to totally turn the economy off by design. See, all you people that love tyranny, I hope you love poverty. And so many of you that love this system, you're going to get chewed up by it big time. I can't tell you how many articles I see where cops kill police officers' children in cold blood, beat them to death, shoot them, whatever. It's just all going to come back on you. The bureaucrats, all of you, everything you want, you're going to get. Unless we repent and turn back to God. And this is not even a religious show. I'm a Christian. My point is, that's the solution, is really getting ourselves together. I know I've got problems. I know I'm not perfect. I know I do bad things. But my heart is good. I want to be right. I want to change things. I want to turn things around. We've got to reach everybody. That's why I've set up PlanetInfoWars.com. A social network for liberty, to get people together, to become the ultimate activist network. It's there. It's working well. We're adding more features. Give us your feedback. PlanetInfoWars.com. Take action. PlanetInfoWars.com. Lee in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I am 70-year-old lady that I live right across the bridge from Tampa, Florida. And it is disgusting to see how they reacted with this so-called bogus training yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was like a bunch of boats, helicopters, explosions, checkpoints, just a total invasion, parachutes coming in. Tell us what you saw.
It was absolutely ridiculous. I live across the bridge, and I didn't go because I knew what it was. I come from a long line of military people that every one of my male relatives have served in military service, Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force. And trust me, they are all deceased now. My son was murdered 2 years ago. And I, it's absolutely heartbreaking to see the country they fought for turning the way it has. But it is, like they said, I've been doing my part. I'm, like I said, I've been quite ill. I won't go into the details, but I'm on my last leg, but I still get out. And the only place I go is the doctor, the pharmacy, the grocery store. That's it. But I've gone all over my neighborhood and passed out. I make up a little list of about six websites. You're on top. And, of course, people you've had on there that you've given their websites. And then I put that with a printout of the Army manual where it says that I highlight where it says they pick us up with our Social Security number, and then I print out the enemy's list. That
stay is- there, ma'am. This is very, very touching.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Thank you for joining us on this 25th day of May 2012. We were just talking to a lady in Florida, Lee. She says she's on her last leg, you know, old and ill, but she's out there handing out Infowars.com little printouts and handing out the official admitted Army document about rounding up Americans' political dissidents according to their Social Security numbers. They're announcing they're going to give you $1.1 million fines or arrest you if you criticize the carbon taxes in Australia. It's happening everywhere. This is tyranny. They're saying if you don't agree with Al Gore, you should be arrested here in the U.S. This is here. These people mean business. They're criminal, and they're not going to stop. And they have the police and military working for them. And we've got to reach out to the police and military. A lot of them are waking up. Ma'am, finish your story.
Yes, I have a very good friend that's 82 years old, and she lived through Germany when it was going on with Hitler. She knows what it's all about. She's 82, and she is putting out the same material I am. And I have to tell you, I'm finally having some results because my doctor and my heart doctor, my GP and my heart doctor, both, I took the information to them. They were not totally in the dark, but had no idea of the information you give out, and that I scored there because they are passing it out to everyone. My heart doctor is Cuban. His family had moved to Puerto Rico. He knows what it is, and so does Dr. Perez. And I'm finally, everyone in his office wanted the information.
Well, yeah, well, no, the Cubans, you'll actually find are ready to wake up because they've already lived under it. They know what a Chavano in every corner is. They know what this is. But other people don't. I'm getting chills right now. I can't believe this country's going to literal Hades in a handbasket right in front of us.
I gave it to them. I scored. And also, I give it out to everyone in the pharmacy and at the grocery store. I stand there when I get my groceries. I take them and pass them out there. So no matter how old you are or what your situation
is. Are you kidding? Sweet little ladies like you are the ultimate weapon.
Oh, yes. I've got a couple that's very good friends. One is 72 and lives in New York.
Well, you know who almost routed the communist threat with McCarthy until he found out the army was running it and then they discredited him. It was ladies like yourself. So don't think, oh, I'm old, little old lady, I don't have any power. You got the power. People listen to you. You need to use it. And you're doing a great job thinking about others when other people would selfishly, you know, if they had a really bad illness, only be thinking, but you know what? A lot of people fight on and actually get better health whenever they're fighting for others. God bless you, sweetheart. We really appreciate what you're doing.
And I've known about this for years. In the 70s, we had Med-Cal right here in the United States. And people just don't realize. I have my own little garden in the backyard. It's not much. And I wanted to give you a piece of advice, take it or leave it. They have a new system out called Nutribullet. I got one. And it truly works. It mulches everything into liquid. And if you grow your own food, you can make your own drinks every day. And I'm ordering your
Wait a minute. I've seen those little bullet juicers and wanted to buy them. The infomercial, how the glass is the little thing and you make it.
Oh, I got mine 2 weeks ago, and I talked to my doctor.
I was on vacation, and me and my wife said we were going to get a Nutribullet. This is not a product placement, folks. They're not a sponsor. But I want me a Nutribullet. I'll sell like 5,000 of them right now. They should be a sponsor now. Yeah, I want a Nutribullet. I know people that have those. They say they work really well. God bless you, ma'am. I really appreciate you. That touches my heart. I wish the men out there would do what she's doing. I wish you'd get up out of the sports bar. You still go to the sports bar on Saturday or something, folks, but spend some of your time fighting for the country. Or there's not going to be one left. It's really that simple. InfoWars Nightly News.